And we are just about to enter Lent, and on Wednesday we have Ash Wednesday, and I certainly would encourage you to come to our midday service there for Ash Wednesday, and we'll be having ashes there, and I'd encourage you to come. And I'd also encourage you over the next few weeks, the Archbishop of Canterbury and all the Lent focus that's coming from the Church of England is all about care of creation. And you can pick up these little booklets at the back that run through, if you're looking for something to do through Lent. There's a reading for each day and actions that we can take through Lent to care for creation. And I know many people are doing that already, but it's something that I'm going to be doing and I would encourage all of us to do. So I just commend that to you, really. Also, just before I get into the passage this morning, I want to just update you really on our sister Lydia. And last week I spoke about how she had been diagnosed. Some of you may not have been here last week. Lydia was diagnosed with cancer of the womb in the last few weeks, and she's had better news this week that through the scans that she's had, it doesn't appear to have spread anywhere else, and so the treatment is straightforward for her, we pray. So let's just keep praying for Lydia and Mark and the Pettit family, that they will really know the healing touch of Jesus, just as we read about Aeneas, who was healed by the Lord, that Lydia would also know that healing touch of God in her life as well. So do turn with me to the Acts 9 passage, and we've been looking over these past few weeks at the subject of God calling. God is calling, and in your notice sheets you'll see there's a little card about this which we'll come on to later. But we've looked at Jonah, we've looked at Gideon, Mary, and today we come to another one of these wonderful Bible characters. And she's got two names, Tabitha and Dorcas. And we're coming on to looking at her today, and we've been looking since the new year, really, at this theme of everyone coming alive in their faith. Every one of us. The Bible calls us all. We believe in the priesthood of all believers. Every single one of us has a purpose and a plan and a calling from God to live out. And it's important that we connect with that. It's important that we find out what that is and get on with doing what God has called us to do and being who God has called us to be. As we are part of that body, part of the family of God in this community. And here we look, one of the marvelous things here is that often when people think about Bible characters, they often think about the big shots of the Bible, the Abrahams, the Moses characters, the Apostle Paul, someone like that. And actually, often we can overlook some of the behind-the-scenes characters of the New Testament and of the whole Bible. And that's why it's important for us to not forget those who made a tremendous contribution but are perhaps less prominent in the Scripture. And that's why we come here to this story of this lady, Tabitha, this New Testament character. This woman who became ill, that's the first we hear about her. And actually she dies and is buried. And they are weeping all over Joppa because of the impact of this lady. And Peter, it's so important to them, this person who's passed away, that someone goes to Lydda from Joppa to get Peter. Interesting. So this isn't just something that they think, well, we're going to have to live without Tabitha now. They think, hang on a minute, Peter isn't far away. Peter was with Jesus, who saw Mary, is significant because it's one of only two resurrection stories we actually get in the book of Acts. And so even though this character may have been behind the scenes, actually the story is extremely important. And it comes here in Acts 9, which is also an important part of the book of Acts, where we begin to get the transition from Peter's ministry to Paul's ministry coming up in the book of Acts. So it's at a key moment. It's a key story for us, even though it's a lesser known character. And it's lovely. It says here that in Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha. Her Greek name is Dorcas. And do you know that this is the only place in the New Testament that the word disciple is used of a woman? And sometimes the commentators think that this may be because perhaps Tabitha actually was also someone who was with Jesus during Jesus' ministry on earth. Perhaps she was one of those who was around Jesus at that time, around the greater group, if you like, who followed Jesus around. And perhaps that's why she's called a disciple, but it's interesting, she's given that description. A disciple, an apprentice is the English, better English translation. She was an apprentice of Jesus. And I wonder whether, I'd like to think, we don't know for sure, but because of the interesting use of that word disciple, I'd like to think that Tabitha perhaps did hang around the Jesus crowd while Jesus was in his earthly ministry. And maybe that's where she got her heart for the poor, her heart for the marginalized, and her love of people. She got that from Jesus himself. We don't know, but all we know is that she was a disciple, and she made a real difference in Joppa. And she was, look at this beautiful phrase. I think this is one of the most, sometimes I think about this phrase when I see people serving. When I think about Tabitha, when I see, and there's lots of people serving. In this church family, there's lots of people who are serving in different ways. And it says of Tabitha, she was always doing good and helping the poor. And I think it's worth stopping and reflecting on that statement. She was always doing good and helping the poor. There's something so beautiful, so godly, and so Christ-like about that statement. She wasn't claiming a platform or sort of high levels of theological education or degrees in this, that, or the next thing. But actually, here's a woman who is very close to God, always doing good and helping the poor. And if you don't remember anything else this morning, just take that one phrase with you. It's something I think about quite a lot. And I think about it especially when I see people doing it. I love to see people. And it happens so regularly here. We get so many people who come to St. Mary's, or I hear stories around the church family of people who are reaching out to others in need, in any kind of need. People who just need someone to listen to them. People who feel lonely and someone can talk to them or give them time and love them by listening to them. Who can love them by perhaps providing for a need that they may have. And you'll know that there's many ways, whether that's through Job Club or through Food Bank or through the Saved Food or through the cafe. There's so many different ways here in St. Mary's that people are doing good and helping the poor, helping those in need. And I just want to encourage us, really, to do it all these things. Tabitha, there's just a few things, because she's such a fleeting character in the New Testament. But a few things that I notice about Tabitha. Firstly, she's a disciple and is a disciple maker. She's not only a disciple herself, but her story, her life helps, and even her death and subsequent resurrection through Peter's ministry, it results in making disciples. More people, as we see at the end of the story, this became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord. And already, obviously, Tabitha had made a tremendous impact in Joppa through making clothes, through her practical ministry of helps and love and service. She was someone who would have drawn others to Jesus. So she was a disciple and disciple maker. Secondly, she was a behind-the-scenes person. She wasn't on a platform. And a lot of times people can make that mistake of thinking that unless you've got a public role in ministry, that your ministry doesn't amount to very much. And actually, that's not true. In fact, probably the reverse. I think that the Lord sees every cup of water, every act of kindness, every word of encouragement that we share with others, that your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. God sees all the behind-the-scenes ministry that people in this church, which you do, and people across the Christians in this town, Jesus sees it all. And I want to encourage everyone here, well done in all the behind-the-scenes ministry that goes on, whatever kind of ministry that may be, whatever serving the Lord that you may be involved in. And it may not be through a program or something specific. It may simply be in your life as a disciple of Jesus, as you go along in life and help others and are kind and gracious, serving and speaking words of kindness and encouragement to others. This is the ministry of the kingdom of God. It is behind the scenes and it is valued by the Lord. God loves everything that we do for him, whether people see it or not. God sees it. And I want to encourage us to go all the more out, go all out on all of us in the behind the scenes. You know, when Jesus said, don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing in giving or in serving or in sacrificing or in loving or in listening, in caring, in practical helps. These are all things that the Lord loves. Number three, not only was she a disciple, disciple maker, behind the scenes person, but she was also someone who made a difference. And we see that because of how deeply she was missed when she passed away. Let's just read it here. It says, about that time she became sick and died, and her body was washed and placed in the upstairs room. It goes on, they sent two men to Peter and urged him, please come at once. Peter went with them, and when he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room. All the widows stood around him, crying and showing him the robes and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was still with them. I understand that at that time there was a kind of a grieving process which meant a lot of public grief. It was part of the culture in those days. But there's something authentic here. There's something real. When Tabitha passed away, she was missed. The people thought, my goodness, that we were so loved by Tabitha. What are we going to do? And I think, I understand the cultural grieving, but I think there's something more here. And I think this is powerful for us to get hold of. We want to live our lives so as to be missed. So that when one day the Lord calls us to glory, that people will notice here on earth because we loved much. And we loved well. And we really went out of our way to love others. Not only in church, but everywhere we go. That's something beautiful and something of a legacy here that Tabitha had left. And something that challenges me greatly. And I imagine would challenge all of us. She was missed. Sometimes I think that the sign of a good church is if we all packed up shop and just shut the doors tomorrow and never open them again, would anybody miss us in this town? Would they notice we'd gone? And what about you in your own life? If the Lord took you home tomorrow, who would anybody know? Would anybody miss your ministry? That's what Tabitha had, because she was someone behind the scenes, again, not prominent, not on a platform, but really making a difference not just in church programs. You know, don't get me wrong here. I'm not just trying to sign people up for things. I want us to see how we live our whole lives. This is how Tabitha just lived her life. It was a life of love. And then the fourth thing, the last thing about Tabitha, she served in ordinary ways. Again, sometimes we can look at the Billy Grahams of this world or the Mother Teresas or the people who've got a real big name in ministry. And sometimes we can feel all of us can feel insignificant because we compare ourselves to other people. And comparison is so difficult because never come off on the right side of comparison. We've all been there where we've compared ourselves to others and found ourselves insignificant in the light of what someone else has done. But with Tabitha here, she's serving the Lord in ordinary ways. She probably didn't think that her clothes... Here we are talking about it this morning, 2,000 years later. She made a difference, and she served in ordinary ways, making clothes. That is such a godly spiritual thing to be doing, because she's meeting the needs of the people around her, practically, serving practically. And that's why we do encourage when we find people who are in need, that we don't just say, bless you on your way, as the Epistle of James says, because that's not good. We want to reach out and help practically and help people in their point of need. And often the best ministry is very ordinary. It's not at all extraordinary or sensational. Most really good, loving people is done in very ordinary ways. And I know you know this, but I just want to encourage us all. My heart today is encouragement. Keep going, because I think you're great at this as a church. Keep going and go all the more. There's no limit on how much we can serve the Lord in ordinary ways. And so I thank God for all the Tabithas here today, and that we could be even more like Tabitha as we go forward. And as I was reflecting on Tabitha, I was also thinking, just in closing, I was thinking about all the other characters that we could have touched on today, because there's actually so many lesser known Bible characters. If you think of Epaphras in Colossians 1, Epaphras was mentioned. Some of these people are only mentioned in one verse. They don't even get Tabitha's amount. One verse of the Bible sometimes. Epaphras was someone who was a prayer warrior. He would pray and pray, and he wrestled in prayer with contending alongside the Apostle Paul. There was Agabus, who's mentioned in Acts chapter 11. He's a prophet. He's a prophetic person in the church there in Antioch. There was in Cyprus in Acts 4. We read about Barnabas, and he's the son of encouragement. He's someone who's always encouraging others. Isn't it great to be around people who are encouraging? We love it. And why don't we become Barnabases as well? There was Lydia in Acts 16, who was from Philippi. And the thing we know about Lydia is that she had a gift of hospitality. Because when the Apostle Paul came to Philippi, he stayed with his company. He stayed with Lydia, and she was a giver. She was generous. She was hospitable. And she really encouraged the ministry that Paul was involved in. Do you remember Priscilla and Aquila from Ephesus, and how they had a church that met in their home? So they were life group leaders. And they're mentioned in the Bible as people who were really supportive to Paul and his ministry. And now and again they get mentioned, but these are a couple who are just getting on with the daily ordinary task of loving God and loving others. And they're a tremendous example for us to follow. There's someone like Apollos, who was from Alexandria in Acts 18, and he was an evangelist. He was good at speaking in public. All these people have got different gifts. See, Tabitha made clothes. Apollos could speak in public. Agabus, he could prophesy. Barnabas could encourage other people. Lydia could open her home. And Priscilla and Aquila, they opened their homes to people as well. And they encouraged and they supported the ministry that was going on. All these are little photographs, little snapshots of ordinary life in the early church. Ordinary life, but also extraordinary. Because in the ordinary, they loved really well. And that's what made it extraordinary, the love that came from these people. And so today, that's why I've given these postcards that are in your service sheets, really, or your notice sheets, because I'm so conscious that just like we could go on, and I could go on actually a long time talking about the lesser known characters from even the New Testament, never mind the Old Testament, There's plenty in the Bible that are just touched upon, and they made a difference. And I want to encourage us today. I know that many of us here are already making a difference, and you know how you're making a difference. I just wanted to encourage, if there was any here today who felt like, oh, I'm not sure I do know what God might be calling me to, or how I might be able to serve the Lord. I want to do something practical, to make cakes, to be hospitable, to encourage other people, whatever it may be. Or there's a ministry you think, oh, I'd like to get involved in that, whether it's lunch club or food bank, or, you know, there's different types of the Hope Supper, all these sorts of things. And many of you are involved in all these things already, and it's wonderful. But there may be others who'd like to get involved, and it's always good. I just want to create an opportunity for us to think, reflect on how we're living our lives, and also an opportunity for us to think, oh, I'd like to get involved perhaps in X, Y, or Z. And so that opportunity is there, and that's why those cards are there. So it's got a space for your name and a contact detail, and then you can write whatever you want to put there, whatever you feel the Lord leading you into. And we're more than happy to have conversations with anybody today. You know, if you're all serving in a way that you're happy with, that's fine. But if there are those who are thinking, I'd quite like to have a conversation to help me go forward so that I can know that I'm serving like Tabitha or Barnabas or Aquila and Priscilla or some of these, I want to be like that. I want to know what my place in the church family is and how I can serve and love the people of this community well. Then we want to support you and encourage you in that. And it's important. So what I would encourage you to do is, between now and the offering, just fill that little card in. You can put it in the offering plate if you'd like, because it's part of the offering in many ways. If you'd like to reflect on it and bring it back, you can put it in there's a post box in the church. Talk as to how we can encourage and support you in what God is calling you to do. Is that all right? And I pray that the Lord will really, I just want to pray that encouragement over all of us today. Because I know that you're doing this already, but want us to do it all the more. Amen.